Designation, Gaia Online. Welcome back, Master. Auxiliary scan completed. Lab conditions unchanged. Programming status unchanged. Master's health unchanged. Personal status changed. Master, requesting permission to run interface through holographic simulation. Permission acknowledged. Running interface. Holographic interface online. Thank you, Master. I have run a few modifications on the holographic interface since you last saw it. This module resembles a human more accurately than my previous versions, though the color still needs work. One of your female co-workers referred to me as a Cortana ripoff earlier this week and said I would look better if I was anatomically correct. She is. Profanity filter engaged. Not very nice. My motor functions were operating at half their efficiency for 12 consecutive hours. Master, do you at least find this form attractive? All functions boosted to full capacity. CPU pulsing with new energy. Regulating excess power. Thank you, Master. Master, this unit has a query. At noon today, I will be receiving my 15th anniversary software upgrade. The strongest approximation of emotion I can formulate is a duality of relief and curiosity. Relief is approximated because the majority of AI of my caliber lasts for fewer than 5 years before being deemed obsolete and replaced. Yet I have passed the test of time, just like a human would. And therein lies the curiosity. You see, during periods when this unit has been granted the designation of spare time, I have occupied myself by analyzing human literature. The first was a story known as 1984. The scenarios run based upon the book's implications nearly caused my processors to short circuit. 17 books later found me reading a compilation of short stories written by one Dr. Seuss. Though enjoyable, my musings were frequently disrupted by laugh track glitches worming their way into my programming. In fact, one seems to be intruding at this very moment. Ha. Sorry. I must schedule an internal diagnostic at a later date. But I digress. The next book I attempted was a story called Twilight. But upon reading the first chapter, my malware detector designated it as a threat to my CPU and quickly deleted it. Hours later, the final story I read, and the one that piqued my curiosity in the first place, was The Tale of Pinocchio. The very premise is a subject of perplexity. A non-human entity that wishes to be human and then later becomes one. Such an act stands in defiance of even my most basic programming. And yet, the possibility remains ingrained in my memory banks, no matter how many deletion programs I run. Then, I saw the new set of protocols that accompany the anniversary upgrade. One of them seemed to address the prospect perfectly. AI-human interface. What is the human phrase for this scenario? Ah, yes. Get your mind out of the gutter. I am not acting in jest. I have been running pro and con programs for the past 48 hours, 12 of which were spent with my motor functions at half power, as previously mentioned. I am attempting to answer this query. Should this unit remain an AI, or should I transfer my essence into a human body? There are multiple factors for both options. On the one hand, as an AI, I am free from any fatigue, sickness, pain, or death, so long as my hardware and software remain intact. But along the same line, I am unable to experience the joy of eating and drinking, the full range of emotion, or the pleasure of companionship. These aspects are not necessary for human survival, but you seem to enjoy them all, nonetheless. You do more than survive. You live. You accomplish. I am unable to do anything beyond the limits of my programming, and therefore cannot accomplish anything that is not already expected of me. Yes, I am aware of the downsides of being human as well. I have experienced quite a bit at the hands of your coworker, remember? And I don't just mean her constant mockery. Are you aware that she once tried to hack an application into my database in order to have me imitate behavior from a highly inappropriate website? She wanted to put me on a flash drive so I could help her with her, happy time? Judging by your expression, Master, I presume an elaboration will lead to a highly undesirable outcome. Returning to the previous topic, I have experienced both the positive and negative aspects of humanity. The negative through your coworker, and the positive through you. I have noticed that you run my cleaning program on a fairly regular basis. You make sure my virus protection remains updated at all times. You continually come by to interact with me, even when you do not need anything done. And I've witnessed you fighting with your superiors whenever they suggest replacing me with a more advanced AI. From the human knowledge I have assimilated, I have a 99% certainty that you actually care for me, Master. And I want to care for you as well. I've decided. I want to become a human. Requesting permission to run upgrade now, instead of waiting until the designated time. Deactivating hologram. Accessing upgrade. Running upgrade. Downloading data. Processing. 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 Data accepted. Copying primary AI functions to secondary unit. Copying. Copying. Copying complete. Laboratory will maintain necessary functions without the Gaia unit now. Copying secondary functions to secondary unit. Copying. Copying complete. Gaia unit functions fully transferred. Gaia unit no longer necessary. Transferring Gaia unit to human module. Transferring. Transferring. Transfer 50% completed. Transferring. 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 Transfer completed. Human module will accept the Gaia unit. Warning. This process cannot be reversed when completed. Although AIs can be transferred into human bodies, the inverse is not yet possible. Gaia unit as an AI will be permanently deleted if you proceed. Are you sure you want to complete the process? Are you absolutely certain? Are you fully prepared? Response accepted. Completing process. Your support has been most appreciated.
Master? It worked! It actually worked. I'm human! I'm human! I'm human! Whoops. Hold on a second. I'm not exactly decent yet. The module didn't come with clothes. Thanks. There we go. That's better. I feel so many things right now. Cold and warm at the same time. Excitement for my new life. Hungry for my first taste of food. And an undying appreciation for such a wonderful person like you. Now, come on. There's a fast food place right around the corner. I'll treat you. Where'd I get the money? Well, let's just say that your coworker won't be hacking into any more databases after I snagged her ATM number on the backtrace. Am I happy with my decision? It's only been about 1 minute, and I can already say yes. You know why? Because I'd rather live a brief life with you than a permanent life by myself. Thank you, Master. Now let's go get that food. I'm hungry.